lot of his messages were teaching.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他有很多时候是在是在教导。
He would use stories and parables, and he would use examples of different things.
他讲故事，然后用比喻，然后举例子来说明一些问题。
There was one of the things in the Old Testament several times he mentioned.
那耶稣基督有几次提到在旧约里的一些事情。
And that was the eagle.
那就讲到这个鹰。
If we wait upon him.
那耶稣就说，如果我们在等候他。
Now waiting means just what it means. Stop, stay there, listen, and wait.
那等候到底是什么意思呢？就是说让你停下来，不要再动，然后在那里等，要听。
We are not going to find the power of God in rushing.
如果我们只是急急忙忙的在做事情的话，我们就没有办法从神那里得力。
In our little contacts with God every morning.
但我们每天早上只是短短的跟神说几句话。
But when we begin to recognize our strength is weak.
但是当我们认识到自己力量缺乏的时候
I don't really care what stage you are as a Christian.
我不管你现在作为基督徒你是处于什么样的境况
You can become weak.
你都有可能变得软弱无力
And he's telling us that these times that we feel spiritually weak.
所以当耶稣说到这个时候是讲说我们在属灵上觉得自己软弱的时候
To wait on him.
那我们就要停下来等候神
To stand before him.
就站在他的面前
to speak to him,
跟他交谈
to allow us to contact with him,
允许我们自己跟他有一个交流有一个联系
and then it said that he shall renew our strength.
然后这里面就讲他就说到说神会让我们重新得力
He went a step beyond that and he said they shall mount up with wings as eagles.
而且他继续说这些等候神的人必从那里必从神那里重新得力而且必如鹰展翅上腾
He didn't say crows
他并没有拿乌鸦来举例
He didn't say pigeons
也没有说鸽子
He didn't even say some of the little larger ones He went to one of the largest birds
也没有说那种一般比较大的鸟他直接就说到鹰是一个最大的最有力的一种鸟
And he said, then they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
说他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
When we try in our own strength,
当我们用自己的力量来做事情的时候
we get weary at times.
我们很快就会感到疲倦了。
We get frustrated.
然后很多时候又觉得受挫折
It can even affect us physically.
甚至我们自己的身体上都会觉得 不行了
The sun seems to go out.
然后好像到处都很阴暗
And life becomes a drudge.
生活真的是很昏暗无力
One step after the other.
就只能好像一步一步的这样忍耐着走
But that isn't what the Lord wants for us.
但是神要给我们的不是这样的
He particularly said to us,The joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为神特别说过，从神而来的喜乐是我们的力量。
And any of us that have sensed the power and the joy of the Lord in our heart, we understand what that means.
如果你真的经历过从神而来的喜乐的话，你明白那个是什么意思。
So I think it would be good this morning if we would look at the eagle.
所以我在想，我们今天就一起来看一看鹰到底是怎么回事。
The eagle is a bold, strong, and fiercely devout and devoted to his mate.
那这个鹰呢，是一个很大胆、很有力量的，而且是一个对他的这个同伴非常的这个忠心的一种鸟。
And you see an eagle swooping down. He'll grab an animal and kill and take that animal and kill that animal, an animal that could kill him.
那我们有的时候可能在电视上看到过这个鹰就从半空中冲下来然后抓住一个动物这样就把它带走当然这个动物 不一定是很弱小有的时候是跟它一样很强有力的
He's exceedingly strong
那这个鹰是非常强壮的
You know when a snake comes up and tries to get into their nest to the birds to the little eggs or the little peeps that's in there
那有的时候这个蛇会爬到树上然后要到鸟窝里吃小鸟
He does one of two things.
那这个鹰就有两个选择。
He goes over and he flips that snake until it falls down, and then he grabs it and he feeds it to his children.
那有的时候他就会这个把这个蛇一下从树上打下去，然后再把它从地上抓起来，把这个蛇喂给小鸟去。
Other times you let it drop and smash.
那有的时候就把这个蛇直接扔在地上摔死。
He's very strong.
鹰是很强有力的。
The heights that he goes to with his wings would tell you he's very strong.
而且鹰的翅膀非常有力，所以它能够飞得很高。
And one of the unusual things about an eagle is that he never marries twice.
那还有一个鹰有一个很特质。
Unless he's able to find some mate.Must be much like his other, otherwise he stays single the rest of his life.
那这个鹰也是这个始终如一，这个是不会换配偶的。那如果有这个事情发生，那除非是他能找到一个跟他之前的配偶相匹配的，不然的话，这个鹰就会独自生活。
And what I really mean is, if his mate dies, he doesn't go looking for another.
就是说这个如果他的这个配偶去死掉的话，他也不会说马上就去再找一个。
He is very devout.
所以他是
his ties are very strong to his mate.
所以这个鹰之间的这个关系是非常紧密的，就是非常忠心的。
And you see, when we can be like the eagle and be devout to God.
所以当我们如果能够像鹰那样对神也是非常的忠心的
话， And nothing else satisfies us but God.
就是没有什么其他的能够使我们得到满足，除了神以外。
We'll understand that this is the strength that we need.
我们就会明白说，这从中我们自己能够得到力量。
Now eagles do not go around flapping their wings.
那个鹰不是说拍着翅膀到处飞来飞去的。
You don't see an eagle up in the air and going like, no, that's not the eagle.
鹰飞的时候不是那样扇翅膀的。
The eagle waits for what we call the thermal currents.
这个鹰飞的时候，它会利用一种这个热的气流。
And when he senses them, he leaps up, puts out his wings, and up he goes.
这个热的气流就有点好像这个烟囱上冒的热气一样，所以这个鹰当能够找到这个气流的时候，它就冲到这个气流上面，然后这个气流就会把它带到一个更高的地方。
I wish that we also could realize and recognize the Holy Spirit when He's there.
所以我们也真的需要像鹰一样，就是感到这个圣灵的同在，就好像鹰能够感受到这个热的气流的存在一样。
It makes it so much easier for the eagle to get under the let that current lift him up.
因为对于鹰来说
，and he soars up into the air with no effort.
他借助这个热的气流能够飞到很高的天空，然后不用花很多力气。那我们也同样也要借助圣灵的力量，让我们
And you see, that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives.
能够升到高空，这也是圣灵想要在我们的生活中做的事情。
We go through life with such effort trying to solve everything, trying to be something, trying to do something, when God the Holy Spirit says, let me take care.
我们自己在这个生活中拼了命了，想做这个，想做那个，想成为什么样的人，然后想怎么样，但是神的圣灵一直在说，来，让我来帮助你，你可以不用花那么大的力气。
When Israel followed God, listened to him, didn't go to idols, they were, no one could conquer them.
这个以色列民当他们跟随神的时候，当他们不拜偶像，只敬畏神的时候，他们周围没有任何一个民族能够打败他们。
On many different ways, God defeated their enemies, and they had little effort.
神用各种奇妙的方法帮助他们战胜敌人，他们自己不用在那儿拼命的征战。
Because why? They followed the current of the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？
Living the life for him. And he would take a lot, he would take the loads away.
就好，他们那时候就好像鹰借助这个热流一样，他们借助圣灵的帮助，他们不用自己在那儿拼命的征战，神就帮助他们。
Now the eagle he strives to reach his full potential in life.
那鹰还有一个就是他尽他的能力做他最所能做的最大的事情。
He soars up to a high point.
他借着这个热流升到一个非常高的地方。
He stands alone in the storms.
在这个暴风雨中，他也可以自己。
He dwells in the rocks.
他的窝坐在这个岩石上，坐在高处。
He faces adversity It's a way to, he wants to survive. He don't want to be overcome.
面对困难的时候，他也是努力的生存。
See if that has a little application for us.
那我们想想，我们是不是可以也学鹰的样子？
When we learn to flow with the Holy Spirit,
我们学习借着圣灵的力量来生活。
Allowing Him and waiting on Him.
允许他来帮助我们，等待他，跟他交通。
We'll find that there's a difference in our life.
我们就会发现我们的生命有所不同。
When we do face adversity, there is a sense there that I have a God that is able.
当我们面对困难的时候，我们心里有这个确据，知道说我们有一位大能的神。
Surprising enough, this woman, this, I've said it before, that likes to laugh and joke, has had a lot of depression.
那我可能以前也跟大家讲过，虽然我很喜欢开玩笑，好像很轻松的样子，但是我的生命当中也有很多这个抑郁的时候。
I can actually feel many times when it clicks into me, and suddenly there's a down, that down spirit.
我甚至能够感受到，当这个抑郁来的时候，这个心里好像一下子就扭转过来，然后这个情绪就越来越低沉。
Times in my life that would just about
那有甚至有很多有些时候我觉得自己都已经承受不住了。
Because depression has a funny way about it. Depression will bother you the most in the things that you care about the most.
因为这个抑郁症有一个特点，就是说你最在乎的事情，然后就越是在乎，然后越容易在这上面。
And they have learned that if you're a spiritual person, a religious person, they would call it,It seems like that's where you feel the lowest.
那甚至有研究这么讲说，如果你是一个这个很就是很虔诚的人的话，那就是你的抑郁症就会在这个方面特别让你觉得难受。
You feel like God has left you.
你会觉得说神好像不要你了。
You feel in despair.
然后你觉得你很绝望。
You don't know if you're really a Christian or if the Lord's really with you.
你甚至怀疑说你是不是真的是一个基督徒，神是不是还在管你？对于这个得抑郁症的人来说，这是一个很可怕的感受。
Thank the Lord, somewhere along the line, I begin to get smarter.
那我很感谢神，就是慢慢的我变得聪明起来了。
I begin to identify those periods of depression.
我自己能够认识到，说我已经进入那个抑郁的那个状态。
And when these thoughts would come to me, I said, "Well, you'll just have to see Jesus."
那所以
I've given it to him.
当这些想法来的时候，我就会把它就说交给神，说这个神啊，这个我要给你，我自己没有办法。
And I sense when that chemical reaction is over that God just brings me up in strength.
我甚至能够体会到说，当这个抑郁症的这个化学的这个反应过去之后，神能够把我的心重新提升起来。
I know my depression is a chemical reaction.
因为我知道我的这个抑郁症是跟这个物理有关系的。
My father had it.
因为这个也好像也有点遗传，我父亲也有也是这样。
And bless his heart, he gave it to me.
然后这个就传给我了也。
I inherited it in my genes.
所以这个是我的这个家庭的一部分。
But I thank God that as we learn to know He's there, learn to understand in the movings of the Spirit, we can go through some things that are chronic in our life, and we can still look up and depend on Him and the Spirit of God.
可是当我们确信神在那里，当我们知道这个圣灵要帮助我们的时候，就算我们经历这个人生的这个困难，这个低谷，我们能心里仍然能够有这个确据说神在那里，他会帮助我们。
You know, we can strive too, as the eagle does, to reach our full potential in life.
我们可以就像鹰那样，尽我们最大的努力，成为我们可能成为最好的人。
You might say, oh, I know when you're religious, if you're a pastor or something like that, then you're full. No, no, I'm not talking about that.
你可能会说，那是因为你是一个牧师，你是一个很虔诚的人。我不是这个意思。
I'm talking about in all of my ways, in all of my doings, in my job, with my family, and in my life, if I allow the Holy Spirit to use me and look to him, you'll begin to see your full potential coming out. You may become a tremendous success. You may be one that is comforting others. There are areas of life that we may not even know about that God has for us, but we have to know the Holy Spirit in our lives. areas.
那我说的不仅仅是所谓宗教方面，我说的是生活的各个方面，不管是在工作上，在生活上，在跟家人相处的关系上，如果你允许神，允许圣灵来帮助你，来在你的身上工作的话，你会有一个更深的一个体会，你的能力会有一个更深的增加，你可能会成为在别人眼里是那个所谓成功的人。这个成功实际上意味着就是说，在神的帮助下，你能够达到你最好的。
He helps us as an eagle to stand alone in life against the storms of life.
让我们能够像鹰那样，在面对人生的风暴的时候，可以站立得稳。
I don't know what you call a storm in your life.
我不知道你在你的生命中你所经历的风暴是什么样的。
For some, it's in our marriage.
有的时候是婚姻上的问题。
For some, it happens when our children grow up.
有的时候是孩子成长当中的困难。
For some, it's in our physical.
有的时候是身体上的病痛。
For some, we fight the fact that we feel that we really don't have much to offer.
有的时候我们最大的困难是觉得自己的这个渺小和无能。
And so we go through those storms.
我们都会经历人生的风暴。
And when we go through them through life without anyone to really lean on, they become terribly heavy.
可是当你这个在经历人生的风暴的时候，你感受不到，你没有任何一个人或者是一个神可以依靠的时候，那个这个风暴就是非常难以忍受的。
Now God didn't say that we have to go run right away and find some help. Many times that help is detrimental.
神并没有让我们就是遇到什么困难的时候就立刻去找人帮助，有的时候这些帮助对你反而是不好的。
Sometimes we can find enough help that it sort of smooths over it.
有的时候我们可以真的是凭自己努力找这个帮忙找那个帮忙，好像这个风暴就过去了。
But do you know there is a place in our life that we can face these storms alone and become overcomers?
但是你知道吗，你其实是可以面对这个人生，甚至是独自一人面对这个人生风暴仍然可以战胜的。
And as we do, there is added strength and abilities in our lives as we overcome the storms.
而且当我们这样做能够战胜这个风暴的时候，我们的人生是到了一个新的层次，一个新的台上，一个新的台阶。
He dwells in the rocks in the high places.
这个鹰把窝坐在一个很高的岩石上。
He doesn't live in the swamps.
鹰不是生活在一个沼泽地里的。
He doesn't even live in a crowded place.
也不是在一个这个好像很嘈杂拥挤的地方。
He heads for the rocks.
他在一个很高的很、
Why?
这个孤单的地方。
I guess the air is pretty good up there.
为什么呢？可能那个地方空气很好。
But he heads up there because there he's safe.
因为在高处他是很安全的。
There he feels free.
而且在那个地方他可以很自由地飞翔。
So it is with us when we go to that rock that is higher than us.
所以我们也是一样，当我们到那个高处的岩石上的时候。
And there we can find that strength and that protection that we need.
我们在那里可以找到力量，找到这个帮助。
Oh, you say, Sister Swartz, that's just good poetry.
那你可能说，哎呀，这个描述的这么好。
Listen, I have been in that place in my life several times.
但我也可以告诉你，我自己也曾经到过那个地方。
When I recognized that whatever it was really hard, and I didn't know how to face it.
当我这个面临真正困境的时候，当我不知道该怎么办的时候。
I told you before when I had cancer.
那我以前也讲到过，就是我曾经得过癌症。
And I remember saying to the Lord, I was in bed and I was praying and I recognized I'd had the test and I'm going to find out whether it was cancer. But I said to the Lord, I said, I can't make this by myself.
那我记得那个时候我已经就是说他们在给我做化验，然后还没有得出结论说到底是不是癌症的时候，我躺在床上跟神祷告的时候，我就跟他说我没有办法独自面对这个。
Now why did I say that to him?
为什么我要对他这样说呢？
In my young life, I had a lot of phobias.
那我在年轻的时候有好多的恐惧，各种。
And one of them was death.
那其中之一就是我很恐惧死亡。
Very fearful of death.
我很怕死。
Of course, when you're fearful of death, you become a hypochondriac.
那当然就是当你有这个害怕的时候，你就会特别紧张。
But I recognize my weakness.
那个时候我就意识到这是我的一个弱点。
And as I can remember it so much, I can so clearly, Lord, You've got to go with me through this.
我清楚地记得，当我躺在床上那样祷告的时候，我就跟神说：“你一定要跟我同在，带我一起走这条路。”
And in some ways, I'm almost ashamed of how good I felt.
那有的时候，我甚至觉得说这个好像很不好意思哈，就是在这个癌症的过程中，我一点都没有觉得难受。
I was reading in one of the things about cancer, and they said.People think about it all the time. Every day they think about their cancer.
那我读到一篇文章就讲到那些就是癌症患者，他们就是每天都会想到自己身上这个癌这个。
There were days I forgot about.
那我就觉得我并不是这样的，有的时候我甚至忘了自己是有癌症的。
God truly went with me.
神真的是跟我一起经历了这一切。
Other things in my life, He has gone with me.
还有一些生活中其他的事情，他真的是跟我一起经历。有的时候是很简单的事情。
When I was in Cayman, I didn't make a whole lot of money.
我在那个加曼群岛的时候，我那时候挣的不多。
I think I made $450 a month, not a week, a month.
那时候大概450块钱一个月。
Of course, I had my car in the house, so I wasn't bad off.
有我那时候有车有房子，但是所以450块钱也不算很少。
But I wasn't flooded with a lot of money.
当然也不是说很有钱。
And so it came time that I needed some new glasses.
那后来有一次我需要就是装一些新的玻璃。
And I didn't have the money.
眼镜。
Enough money.
那我没有足够多的钱买新的眼镜。
So my mother said to me, I'll pay for them.
那时候我妈就说，那我给你买好了。
Now you said you should have been very happy. I wasn't happy.
那你可能说，那你应该很高兴啊，但是我其实并不愿意。
I said, Lord, you're the one that takes care of me.
所以我就跟神说，神啊，
I don't want my mother's money.
你是答应要照顾我的。
I want you to take care of me.
我不想让就是说变成我妈妈在替我付这钱，我希望你来为我做。
And the money came.
然后真的是这个钱就。
And all through my life, God has done.
我就有了这笔钱，所以这个只是其中一件小事。
We can live in a place where God can really work in our lives.
我们可以真的是跟他在这个生活中有这样的关系，他一直能在我们的生命中工作。
You see, adversity in our life is facing it, and we're going to either overcome or fail.
生活中我们不断的会要面临困境，那我们两种选择就是或者是胜过，或者是失败。
You have to understand that God is not Santa Claus.
你要明白说这个神并不是圣诞老人
Nor is he Trump.
他也不是川普
If you're that far back, you better... What I mean there is he's not ready to hand out.
他不是那个这个走到哪儿就是发礼物发钱
I found that out in my life.
那我也在我的生命中经历过
He sometimes brings us down to the very edge of things when it seems like there's no hope, but how we stand.
有的时候他让我们走到人生的边缘人生的尽头好像没有任何希望的时候但是我们仍然可以站立
Do we give in?
我们是不是在那个时候就放弃了呢
Or do we trust him?
还是我们对他仍然满心的信任
I have a friend that was a missionary too.
我有一个朋友他也是一个宣教士
But she really never worked under Social Security.
那他并没有说就是说有一个正式的工作好像能够挣那个这个社会保险的积分
And so she didn't collect any Social Security.Or health benefits when she retired.
所以当他退休的时候，他没有办法拿到这个社会保险金，或者是这个医疗。
And she said she needed some help, and she went to the benefits of the state. She went to one of them.
那但是后来他就需要一些帮助，所以他就到这个政府部门管这个社会保险这些医疗的地方。
And she said they labeled me poor.
那所以呢，他就说，这些人给他贴了一个标签，就是说他是贫困的。
She said, "Lord, I'm not poor. I'm your child."
他看见这个就说，他就说，神啊，我不是一个贫困的人，我是你的孩子。
I want you to take care of me.
他说，神，我需要你来照顾我。
She said, "From that time on, she never needed anything."
所以他，然后他说
，It always was coming in.
从那以后，他再也没有需要，就是
说有这个缺乏过。You see, God brings us down, and He allows things in our lives that seem so hard and so difficult. What He's looking for is, what are we going to do with it?
所以有的时候神让我们进入一个困境，允许我们到一个这个没有办法的地步，神要看的是在那种情况下我们会怎么反应。
Are we going to let it overcome us?
我们需要让这
个 overcome it?
环境来战胜我们自己呢，还是我们自己能够胜过这个困难？
Now the eagle feeds on only on things that are alive.
那这个鹰是不吃死物的，一定是活的。
So we also need to feed on the living word.
那同样我们要用这个，我们要用神的这个活的话语来喂养自己。
The more I study, the more I recognize that a lot of what we study is conjectures from what the author thinks.
那这个我经常在我读的越多，我就越发现说我们读的东西很多时候是这个作者的想法。
If you would allow yourself, you would get very mixed up as you study.
如果所以如果你就是读很多这些东西的话，不加分辨的话，你就会觉得很就是更困扰，因为都是别人的想法。
And I begin to realize the only real truth is in the Word of God.
所以慢慢的，我越来越认识到，说这个唯一的真理、不变的这个事实就是神的话。
And the more you read it, the more it seems to open up to you. The more it answers life's questions. The more you begin to see what life really is.
那而且你读的越多，这个话就真的是向你显示的越多，你能够明白的也越多，让你看到生活的真实的一面。
So as the eagle won't eat anything dead, you and I should be feeding on the word of life.
所以就像这个鹰一定要这个吃活食一样，我们一定要靠神的这个活的话语去生活。
There are some things we need not to eat on.
那当然我们更得小心说有一些是不能吃的。
We don't need to feed on gossip.
我们不能这个在闲言吃这个闲言碎语。
Or people telling us the things about others.
或者是别人跟我们讲其他的人怎么样。
Or living on and feeding on criticism.
或者是愿意听那些就是批评指责的话，挑毛病的话，或者是这个论断指责，
Those are things we shouldn't be feeding on.
我们不应该让自己生活在这些话语上。
Those are the things that poison your spiritual life.
因为这些话是会让我们的这个属灵的生命有中毒。
But the eagle knows what to do when he gets something like bad food.
那这个鹰呢，而且 他在吃了不太好不太对的东西的时候，他知道该怎么办。
He heads for the highest rock, the closest to the sun.
他找到那个离太阳最近就是最高处的岩石，离太阳最近。
And that's where we need to head. We need to head for the rock, Christ Jesus.
就像我们也一样。
Get those things out of our life.
我们要找到这个基石，就是耶稣基督，然后把这个不好的东西拿出来掏空。
So now he's on the rock, and what do? He spread eagles. He gets down on the ground.And just spreads himself out.
那这个鹰呢，到了这个最高的岩石上，它干嘛呢？它把自己就是完全的趴在地上。
And the sun, as it blazes down on him, it draws out the poison.
那这个太阳就很猛烈的晒在他身上，让他这个身体里的这些有毒的不好的东西能够出来。
I think one of the interesting things about them is when they learn to fly.
那当然鹰最我觉得最有趣的一个事情就是讲的这个小鹰是怎么学习飞翔的。
Now, I'm afraid some of us have never flown.
那我在想我们当中可能有一些人从来没有飞过。
We're in the chicken yard scratching.
我们就好像是那个小鸡一直在这个院子里跑来跑去。
When the storms come, we run for the barn.
那当这个有风雨来的时候我们就赶快躲到这个鸡舍里。
But let's notice how they teach them to fly.
那我们来看鹰是怎么学飞的。
Now let's look at their nest.
那他们的这个窝是什么样的呢？
It's not a flimsy nest.
这个鹰的窝是很大很结实的。
Sometimes it can weigh as much as 2 tons.
有的这个鹰的窝能够重到2吨。
It can be as deep as 20 feet.
而且这个有二十。
And as wide as 8 to 10 feet.
大概有二十英尺的厚深，然后有。
Now what they do is they get branches and limbs that are about 4 inches around.
那而且有 ，Can I see how wide it is？ 啊，大概是8到10英尺宽。然后呢，他们怎么做这个窝呢？是找一些这个树枝，这个树枝有大概4英寸这么粗，然后6英尺长。
6 feet long.
就是
a big brand, a limb.
不是普通的树枝了，那基本上都是
into this nest.
差不多都快成小树干这样，他就用这个来这个做他的窝。
So they finally get it stuffed down, and it has its little needles and things. It's poking up at it.
那当然，这个窝子做完了以后也吱吱楞楞的。
Doesn't look like much of a nest.
好像也不是很舒服的样子。
But when that's finished, the mother stays at home, and she finishes the work as daddy brings home vines, leaves.Fur from the animal skins he kills, and anything he can find that will help build the nest.
当然那个是基础，然后这个时候呢，这个妈妈就留在窝里，这个爸爸到外面去找一些这个藤啊、树叶呀，然后或者是这个弄死的这些动物的皮毛来继续铺垫。
So before long, they have a nice, soft little nest inside that.
所以慢慢的呢，这个窝的里面就变得比较柔软了，就是一个比较舒适的地方。
But you see, the first thing they had to do was build a firm foundation.
但是你不要忘了，在这个舒适的这一层下面，一定是要有一个坚实的这个基础，就是那个
you know,
那些树棍组成的。
Sometimes we have started in Bible studies to know about Jesus.
那有的时候我们是从这个查经班开始慢慢认识耶稣的。
We don't understand a whole lot about it.
那刚开始的时候我们都不太了解。
But before long they may ask us, don't you want to believe in Jesus?
那可能过了没多久，然后就开始有人问你了，说你想不想信主啊？
And you said, yes, I want to believe in him.
然后你可能那时候就会说，我愿意。
Very poor foundation.
老实说，这个基础并不是很坚实。
Because believing in Jesus is first repenting.
因为信主第一个重要的事情。
Humbling ourselves before God.
是悔改。是在神的面前谦卑。
And then reaching out with a faith that says, Lord, I truly believe and want to give myself to you.
然后在这个基础上，凭信心跟神说，主啊，我真的愿意相信你。
I'm noticing some that's falling away because they have that poor foundation.
我注意到有，我们当中有些人退后了，就是因为他们的基础并不坚实。
Jesus told Nicodemus, you must.Be born again.
耶稣对尼哥底母说：“你必须要重生。”
That's a new life.
要得到一个全新的生命。
And as our brother said last week, the new life has an evidence.
那我们上个星期弟兄讲到的时候，讲到说这个全新的生命是有证据的。
The first thing they do is cry.
那当这个一个新生儿降生的时候，从母腹里出来的时候，那第一件事情是要大声的哭。
And then they're hungry.
然后他们就你能看得到他们饿了。
And little by little, we see that life just spreading and growing and getting into all kinds of things.
他们要吃，然后一点一点，你就他有各种各样的生命迹象，你能够看到他在成长。
So be sure you're on a firm foundation.
所以我们真的是需要有一个坚实的基础。
And there's something about it that for many times we have a long period of just feeling wonderful. We're a Christian.Love the Lord. We sense Him. It's just a wonderful time in our life.
我很多时候，我们最开始信主的时候，有一个那个就是很感觉很好的那个阶段。我们是一个基督徒，然后我们能够感觉神与我们同在，然后好像各方面生活都很有盼望，很美好。
So she lays two or three eggs.
那这个窝做好了以后，这个鹰就生大概两到三个蛋。
And then she.Then she, when she hatches them, daddy brings home food.
然后这个妈妈就坐在那里孵蛋，然后这个爸爸是。
Not only does he bring home food, he brings home toys that he finds.
带回食物来哈，不仅仅是食物，
yeah.
还有一些这个玩具。
Golf balls,
有的时候是高尔夫球。
Tennis balls.
或者是网球。
Old shoes.
然后这个旧的鞋。
Tin cans.
或者是罐头。
And anything that's a shiny metal.
只要是这种闪闪亮的金属的东西都可以拿回家。
So here's these sweet little babies in there, mama feeding them, daddy going to get food, but don't eat that. That's not always. Sometimes mama goes to get food and daddy sits there.
那当然不是说每。
So they share that.
一定都是这个妈妈坐在那然后爸爸去出外觅食。有的时候他们会换。
They're content.For about 10 to 12 weeks.
那这个，所以这个小鹰孵出来以后就很开心呐、啊，就然后想吃就有的吃，还有玩具玩。然后就像我们刚刚成为基督徒似的，就是在这个小鹰在头10到12个星期的时候，生活很舒适。
It takes them about 10 to 15 weeks to get strong enough.
因为这个对于这个新孵出来的小鹰来说，大概他们需要10到15星期才能长成。
And they're having it good and they're not looking for anything to change.
所以那个时候他们很舒服很自在，他们也不打算有任何改变。
Then one day something happens to mom.
那结果有一天呢，这个妈妈忽然变了。
She begins to throw all their toys out.
这个玩具都丢了，不给玩了。
And there she is throwing their toys out, taking out the padding,
然后、这个、
until finally all there is thorns.
连不仅玩具都扔了，然后那个窝里边那些柔软的东西，让他们觉得舒服的东西也都扔了。
Took all their comfort away.
这个他们的舒适全都没了。
fly,
最后这个窝里就剩下那些枝枝愣愣的树干了。为什么？
We have too many young people now staying home until they're 30 and 40.
因为他们需要飞了，他们不能再舒舒服服待在这儿。我们可能有一些年轻人都不能叫年轻人了哈，甚至三四十了还在家里舒舒服服待着呢。
Then they begin to get very uncomfortable.
那这些
This wasn't nice.
这些小鹰呢，这个本来很舒适的生活，现在觉得不舒服了。
Hopped up on her wings.
那这个母鹰就把翅膀张开，这个
小鹰爬的。They're going for a ride. Boy, oh boy, this is wonderful.
爬在妈妈的这个翅膀上，这个。
They're going to go along with mommy and see things.
然后妈妈要带他们出去飞了，能够看到很多新鲜的东西，多好呀！
Way up in the air.
所以这个妈妈真的就开始带着这些小鹰飞到很高很高的地方。
And they're probably rejoicing. Oh, this is great.
我想那个时候小英应该会很开心。
We should have tried this before.
对呀、啊，就早怎么没出来玩啊？这多好呀！
But about that time, mom spreads that as those wings are spread, she goes, whoo, and the wings go down.
然后，但是这个到了很高很高的地方的时候，这个妈妈翅膀忽然收起来了。本来是打开的，现在一下贴到身边去了。
And those little babies begin going down, 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 yelling, squeaking, whatever.
那这个小英怎么着？就
This was it.
就掉下去了，然后。没有任何支撑了，
no doubt they felt.
没有办法了，他们想这完了这下。
Just before they hit the earth,
可是就在他们摔到地上之前
，she comes and swoops under them.
这个妈妈又来，从他们下面飞起来，拿翅膀把他们托起来。
She does that many times.
就是这样来来回回的很多次。
Until they begin to realize what's happening.
直到这个小鹰开始明白怎么回事了。
And then when they suddenly learn about this current or whatever their little, whatever they understand, they begin to stretch their wings out.
慢慢的他们能够体会到这个气流，然后他们也慢慢的就把自己的翅膀伸出来。当他们这样做的时候
they begin to soar up, and now they can fly.
他们就开始学妈妈的样子，就开始学会飞行。
You know, this is what happens to us sometimes spiritually.
你知道，这也是我们属灵上的生命成长的一个过程。
We're going along pretty good in life, then suddenly,
我们开始挺高兴、挺舒服的，然后就发生了这样一件事情。
And we feel a little bit like those birds. What's happening to us? What's going to happen to us?
我们就好像那个小鹰那样，就慌了神，说怎么回事？我们要怎么办
？You know, Jesus said, "I won't give you anything harder than you can bear."
那你知道吗？耶稣说过，我给你的不是都是你所能够承受的。
I won't give you anything too hard to bear.
耶稣说，你只要跟我在一起，没有你不能胜过的。
And I remember, and so we see then that he comes and swoops under us.
所以那个时候，耶稣就像这个母鹰一样，
What is he trying to
do to us? 到我们下面用翅膀把我们托起来。他为什么要这么做呢？
He's trying to get us to fly.
他在教我们怎么飞。
To begin to really find their potentials in life.
让我们真的能够发现自己到底有什么样的能力。
You see, the eagle only reaches its full potential by how it handles these adversities. If they would never learn, they would be in that nest with the thorns all of their life.
这些小鹰也是一样，必须要面对这个困难，面对这个。困境，他们才能够学会飞翔，所以不然的话，就会一直就待在那个窝里，也不是一个舒服的地方。
God does that to man.
那神对我们也做同样的事情。
God pushed Abraham out.
神把这个亚伯拉罕推出去。
And step by step, he led Abraham until he became the father of a great nation.
然后一步一步带领他，直到亚伯拉罕成为这个万国的父。
But did you notice Abraham? There was always obedience, every.
但是你有没有注意到这个亚伯拉罕的生命中的一个很重要的印记，就是他顺服，就是神不管怎么带领他，他就跟随。
Joseph that was very comfortable at home with his coat of many colors.
约瑟呢，他在家里的时候很舒服的，还有一个彩色的衣服。
One day he was pushed out.
可是有一天他也被推出去了。
Became a slave.
然后成了一个奴隶。
Went through different things in his life.
他的生命中经历了很多。
He faced the fact of a woman lying about him and drawing him into morality, and he ran from it.
然后有一个女人还诬陷他。
He was in the prison where he didn't deserve to be there. They lied on him.
然而因为他这个女人的诬陷，他被关在监狱里。
But in there, he became such a fine person that even the man that was the head of the prison depended on him.
可是在那里，他仍然是一个这个怎么说呢？闪光的人，好像这个连监狱的头都信任他。
They were able to overcome by looking to the Lord.
所以不论他们生活中遇到什么样的困境，他们的一个共同特点就是他们仰望神。
Moses,
摩西。
He had to run into the desert and leave for 40 years.
他逃到沙漠这个旷野里过了四十年。
And after that, God began, as God, you know, we don't understand these things. Here he was born and put in a little basket, and then when he got old enough that he could be some good, he got himself in trouble and killed a man.
那我们有的时候我们不能理解，你看他的生命刚开始的时候是被妈妈藏在一个这个摇篮里，然后被救了出来以后，在这个皇宫里长大。本来好像长大可以做一些惊天动地的时候的事情的时候呢，他又杀了人，不得不逃亡。
He ran for his life.
他所以才会逃到沙漠里。
He was a shepherd for 40 years, from the throne to the lambs.
在那儿牧养了四十年，从一个王子变成了一个牧羊人。
But God wanted him.
但是神要。
And God taught Moses how to fly.
神要帮助他，就好像这个鹰教这个小鹰要飞翔。
One of Moses' greatest things that he was worried about was he couldn't talk good. He couldn't talk right.
那摩西那个时候的有一个很大的这个困扰，就是他觉得他口齿。
But as God used him, he became the greatest spokesman for all time.
那但是神使用他，使他成为这个，甚至是有史以来一个最会这个说话的人。
I could go on with David and Daniel and all of them had to go through this way of learning to fly with God, to know how to work with God and be able to overcome.
那我也可以讲到大卫，也可以讲到但以理，他们都经过了这个过程，跟神学习怎么飞翔，然后怎么学习怎么克服困境，和神同在。
There's another remarkable thing about the eagle.
当然还有鹰还有另外一个特别的地方。
Did you ever hear them say something about person being eagle-eyed?
你听没听过有一个说法，就是说这个人这个眼睛很利，就是像鹰一样。
Well, you see, the little eagle was born with a solution in his eye.
你知道这个鹰生下来的时候，它眼睛里面有一种这个液体。
And that solution began to harden as they discovered where they lived and began to find the line to the North Pole.
然后就是这个液体呢，慢慢的在他们长大过程中就变得就是硬，变成固体结实起来，而且呢，这个就开始让他们发现，就是说他住的地方跟这个北极之间能够连成一条线。
First GSP or PGPS or whatever it is.
就好像他自己
Man thinks they made it and God put it in an eagle.
他好像自己自带一个这个定位系统，这个人好像花了很大力气研究这个卫星定位，但是神这个神造这个鹰，他自己眼睛带一个定位系统。
It acted as a compass.
所以对鹰来说，这个就是他的指南针。
They could be 1,000 miles away from home and can find their way back.
他们可以就是离开家大概1000英里，但是仍然能够找回去。
See, it worked like this. If they began to go in the wrong direction, there came a low-level pain in their eye until they turned to the right direction.
这个东西是这样的哈，就是当他就是往家飞的时候，如果这个方向有一点点错误的话，这个眼睛里的这条线就会有让他觉得痛，有一点点痛，然后这样他就要调整，直到他调整对了方向，那个痛就消失了。
Did you ever have a low pain, level pain when you do something that's not quite right?
那你的生命中是不是也有过这样的经历？就是当你做某些就是说不太对的事，不对的事情的时候，你会感觉到这种就是说有一点点痛，就是我就有这样的经历。
Then as we come to the last thing, I want to see how they are renewed after a temporary weakness.
那这个鹰也是这样，当他这个有一点点软弱，有一点点错误的时候，神要把他纠正过来。
They begin to notice something.
然后他们就会注意到一些事情。
They're not as quick as they once were.
那这个他们就有问题的时候，他就会发现自己不像从前那样那么快了。
And they begin to realize their feathers are torn until they can hear the wind going through their feathers, which of course keeps them back.
那如果他的这个羽毛也出了问题的时候，他能够听到说这个飞行的时候，这些羽毛发出一些声音，然后因为这个风就会阻止他们的这个速度。
And then when they begin to grip for things, they realize their claws aren't sharp anymore.
那如果他们的爪子不够力的时候，他抓东西就会抓不太住。
And then they begin to notice that they were getting very much calcium on their bill.
然后也会在他们
couldn't get to places they were before.
在这个他们的这个嘴上，这个钙就会也会沉积，然后就不能像以前那样叼东西叼的那么轻易。
And now he knew he need renewing.
那这个鹰就知道说他需要这个重新得力。
If any of us feel that we're not as quick spiritually, we're not as apt anymore.
那我们当中可能有些人也
just taking it day by day.
也能感觉到我们的这个属灵的生命
Our faith is weak.
不再那么有活力了，我们的这个信仰，我们的这个信心开始软弱下来。
To be renewed.
我们只不过就是说一天一天的过，那个时候
Let's notice how he does.
就是我们需要被更新的时候
Again, he goes to the high place as close as the sun as he can get.
那当鹰需要更新的时候，他怎么做呢？他就是又到那个高的岩石上，要离太阳近的地方。
That means we begin to get closer to God.
对我们来说，就是我们需要靠近神。
He begins to pluck out his feathers, all of them.He doesn't care how much it hurts, just the progress of getting them.
鹰要怎么做？他把他身上的毛的羽毛都要拔下来，不管有多疼，就是把自己的身上的毛拔干净。
I think of us sometimes. There are things in our life that we need to get rid of.
那我就在想，我们也一样，我们的生活中有很多事情我们需要舍弃。
That we've been doing that may not be sin, but it's not edifying.
说要抛弃，也可能没有严重到罪的地步，但是却是阻碍，阻碍我们成长，阻碍我们跟神亲近的东西。
Then he looks for a cool spring.
这个鹰把身上的毛拔干净以后，他要找一个这个清澈的、干净的泉水吸水。
Now his feathers are gone. He washes off all the dirt.
那他这个毛没了以后，他就在这个溪水里面把自己洗干净。
He washes off the mud of the earth.
把这个身上的这个泥土也洗干净。
And he washes off those parasites that's draining his blood, along with the lice. He gets rid of all.
那就是，而且也通过这样的清洗呢，把他身上那些寄生虫也好，这个跳蚤也好，这些。
You see, what's ever taking our spiritual life we need to get rid of.
伤害他的身体的东西都洗干净。我们也一样，就是当有一些东西伤害到我们属灵生命的时候，我们要把它清除干净。
He's fresh, he's clean now, so he stands naked before the sun.
那当他把自己洗干净的时候，他就站在太阳下面。
It takes about 40 days.
然后就在那里等，要等大概40天。然后慢慢的这个羽毛新的毛长了出来，然后它的力量又重新回来了。
He's sharpening his claws and his beak on the rocks around.
那在他等待的时候，就也在不断的磨他的这个嘴和这个爪子，让他这两处地方都变得更坚利。
It's like the word of God.
真的就像神的话一样。
We can get off that calcium. We can get off those things in our life that is hindering us.
我们也要像鹰一样，把那些阻止我们成长前进的东西磨掉。
After 40 days.
所以大概就是过了40天以后。
He waits for the thermal current.
他就又在等这个热的气流。
He's waiting for us. We're waiting for the Holy Spirit.
那就像我们一样，我们要等待神的圣灵。
He spreads his wings. He leaps and soars.
那个时候，当这个热的气流来的时候，他就一跃到了这个上方。这个就可以重新展翅上腾。
This is what some of us need.
这是我们当中有一些人所需要的。
I know, you know, I preach a lot on prophecy. I think a lot about it because I know that Jesus is coming.
你们大家都知道，我之前很爱讲这个预言，讲到这个末世的时候，因为我知道耶稣快要再来了。
You say, what, God give you special revelation? No.
你可能说神是给你的你特殊的启示吗？
But there has never been a time in all of history.
但是真的有史以来没有过这样的时候。
All of the things that Jesus talked about at the end were coming together.
就是耶
稣。Not just one thing.
所讲的关于末世的那些征兆都发生了，不仅仅是一件、两件。
Okay, everything.
不仅仅是地震也好，火山也好，耶稣所提到的关于那些末世的征兆都开始显现了。
To renew our spiritual life.
我们需要让我们的属灵生命重新得力。
There was an eagle one time that the egg was left. Somehow it fell, and a hen found.And she sat on that egg.
那曾经有一个鹰的蛋，不知道怎么回事跑到这个到了鸡窝里，然后这个母鸡就坐在这个蛋上孵，然后这个鹰的蛋孵出来小鹰了。
And he followed along behind the other chickens.
那这个小鹰孵出来以后，也跟着那些小鸡在院子里跑。
He scratched like they did.
然后跟他们学，也在地上捉东西。
When there came a storm, you know, he would run.For the barn also.
风雨来的时候，他也跟那些小鸡一样躲回鸡舍里去。
But he began to grow.
但是慢慢的，他在成长。
And one day a storm came.
那有一天，这个风雨又来了。
And he looked up at that blackness in the air that was just blowing through.
当看到这个乌云满天，然后这个风起来的时候
，somehow he just put his wings out.
他忽然感到有一个不一样的感动。
The current caught him, and he went up.
他就把翅膀展开，然后这个气流来的时候，他就飞起来了。他不会一生住在这个鸡舍里。
He was going to soar in the air.
他一定要在这个空中飞翔。
Don't live in the barnyard anymore.
我们也不要再住在那个鸡舍里。
Get your wings, find the Holy Spirit.
把你的翅膀展开，找到圣灵。
And begin to soar.
要像那个鹰一样展翅上腾。
God